Well, thank you for all of your testimonies. Those were a blessing to me, and thank you for having us down here as your visitors. We've been having a good time in the village. Thank you for your prayers for us. We've been studying from the book of James. And as we've been studying God's word and letting it get into our hearts, He's been doing things for us, as He always does. And I was thinking about God's word today and how we can fall in love with it as He ministers to us through His Spirit. I was looking in Psalm 119, where it says a lot about God's word. And if you'd like to open up to Psalm 119, I'm going to read one of the sections, one of the 22 sections, starting in verse 33. Psalm 119:33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law, and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Here we see David is asking God for instruction in his law. Sometimes we don't know what the Word of God is doing to us till after it happens, right? We sit under the ministry of the Word and of the Holy Spirit. But God is working in our hearts, sowing seed that will grow. The Word of God is powerful. It's active. Jesus said that we're cleansed through His Word. He says, you are clean by the Word that I've spoken to you. So has the Word of Jesus taken root in your heart? I trust so, as you've been here under the ministry of His Word. We thank Him for it, today. Psalmist goes on in verse 36, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. So when we look into the Word of God, as in that mirror that we learned about in the book of James, God changes us and causes us to run away from certain things, changes our loves. Incline my heart to your testimonies. The source is God Himself. Confirm, verse 38, confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. And we see in God's word that there are many promises. Here, David is praying that this promise would be fulfilled. Not sure what the promise is. It could have been looking forward towards Jesus, this promise of this Messiah that would come. And we look through the whole Bible about of promises and prayers along those lines, and not to stray too far from James. I was thinking of a man who was mentioned in the book of James, a man by the name of Elijah, who prayed the prayer of faith. And in James chapter 5, we read about that. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Here we see James giving us this example of Elijah, and he tells us that we can be like Elijah. And I'm sure the readers to this letter would have hoped he used another example. How can we be like Elijah? Elijah did all these wonderful, miraculous things. And he says, you can pray just like Elijah prayed. And I was thinking, how? How can we pray like Elijah prayed? And then I turned back to the Word of God, and I saw that the power is in the Word of God. And if you look at the story of Elijah, we won't go through the story, but he prayed that it wouldn't rain. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, he goes to Ahab. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, There shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. How could Elijah say that? I believe Elijah could say that because he knew God's word, because he was in God's word, and he was claiming a promise, just as David is claiming a promise here in Psalm 119. When the Israelites went into their land and possessed their land, the Lord gave them promises. He gave them blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. And one thing that he says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 22, if they disobey, the Lord will strike you with wasting disease and with fever, inflammation, and fiery heat, and with drought, and with blight, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish, and the heavens over your head shall be bronze, and the earth under you shall be iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder. From heaven dust shall come down on you until you are destroyed. I'm sure Elijah knew the Bible. I'm sure he was praying those promises. Lord, for your glory, for your honor, don't send rain on the land. So there's repentance in the land. And so we can pray like James as we claim promises. Pray like Elijah as we claim promises in the Bible. And pray that prayer of faith. What promises are you holding your faith out towards? You should be claiming a promise from God's word. I'm praying the prayer of faith. But is that it? Is it just claiming a promise? But no, it's also living a life. We see that Elijah was a man who was righteous, it says. We know our righteousness is from Jesus Christ. We learned that last night in the village. But what is our relationship with him? What was Elijah's relationship with God? As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand. Can you say that? Can you say, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand? Can you say that? And can you claim the promises in his word? I trust so. God can do that work through us, through his word. Verses 39 and 40 of Psalm 119. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. And here we see a longing for the things of God. Let me hear your word, O Lord, your voice. Let me follow you in obedience to your word. Lord, make your word real to me. Let me claim your promises that are there. I trust that tonight, as we're here at camp, we are taking all we can from the word of God. Thank you again for your prayers for us in the village. God bless you. Thank you for letting us come down here. And I trust that he's working in your hearts as well. May God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
Number 161. Maybe you'd like to stand together as we sing.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King.
our seats. I was told before the meeting the flutes didn't know if they should even flute their flutes. Flout their flutes? Flaunt their stuff? And they didn't know what they should do because nobody would hear them play their flutes. They're over there blowing their brains out. Nobody hears a thing. Don't even know if they're there or not. Would you play that verse for us? Well, we like to hear the flutes. I hear the trombone. That sounds wonderful. And all the trumpets and French horns. But flutes, let's hear you. We'll join you on the chorus then. Ready, flutes? Let's listen.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord.